So I failed to a little bit out of order, and you can be seated now to properly call Aline up to the Bema to carry the Torah scroll. So I'll say that now. Aline Rebecca Snell, we call you forward, as you are now, to the Bema, to the Torah scroll to read and to share with us from your portion today on this, your bat mitzvah.
I wanted to do a prayer first, before I actually get into my sermon. God, I pray that you would bless these people in this room now to be filled with the Holy Spirit and to love like never before, to be warriors in your community and in your salvation. I pray that you would love these people with everlasting love, to help these other people love these people with everlasting love, that these amazing people would be filled with everlasting love, that love that never ends. Amen. My portion today is about who God is and why. I learned in my some of my bat mitzvah classes that God is three beings in one: the Father, God, the Son Yeshua, and the Holy Spirit. God the Father is the being who created all things through the Son Yeshua. Yeshua is the being who came to earth as the Son of Man and is the light of the world. The Holy Spirit is the being that fills us with the love that God has for us. I think that God has so many attributes, I would be talking for the rest of the year, and I will only name and explain the few mentioned in my portion, and a few more outside of that, I think, that should be addressed. And then I will talk about some of my favorite names of God that remind me of his attributes. My portion says that God is slow to anger, filled with unfailing love and forgiving. I want to add a few more topics that I think should be addressed: that God is gracious, that God is a healer, that God is an everlasting God, and that God is holy. First, God is slow to anger. It says in Psalms chapter 86, verse 15, "But you, O Lord, are a compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in loving kindness. But thou, O Lord, art a God full of compassion and gracious, long-suffering and plenteous in mercy and truth." Being slow to anger is being patient, even when you don't think that the other person is making the right choice and is annoying you. I got that instance from when my siblings do that to me. I must say, though, it is really hard for us to do that, because people like to get on our nerves all the time. All the time. Colin. Another thing is that when God is slow to anger, he's being gracious to us by not punishing us immediately. God is gracious, and that's a fact. In Isaiah 30:18a, it says, "Yet the Lord longs to be gracious to you, and he rises to show you compassion." I've seen how God is gracious to his people when he gave Hezekiah, the king, who is about to die, new life. And that was God being gracious. I love how many people think that when they accomplish something, they feel the need to praise him in the being for letting them accomplish such a huge task. Or a small task in that case, for him, and being gracious enough to be willing to let us do our petty human things. What was that? God is also filled with unfailing love. Having a God filled with unfailing love is the best thing you could imagine. You know how when you break your mom's antique vase, she's mad at you for a bit, but then forgives you. But God is like that, only he forgives immediately. I don't think that when you break one of God's antique vases, he's just going to buy a new one without talking to you. I know that when we mess up, we need correcting, and we need to be put on the right path. We need to know that when what we did was wrong, even if we did it on purpose or if we did it on accident, that we need to be more careful and apologize for what we did. God is a healer. In Isaiah 53:5, it says, "But he was wounded for our transgressions, and he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed." God heals us physically and spiritually. Doctors may tell you that healing is a result of medical science, yet God works through doctors and gives them wisdom. God also hears the power of prayer. I looked up a case when a tumor was clearly on an MRI, and after so much prayer and the second or third scan, the tumor was completely gone. Another case from my experience is when last year at Tikkun, me and Naomi were going around the room praying for people, and we came to this man named Bill, and he was in the very back of the room, and since we are praying for everyone, we decided to pray for him too. He told us that his back was hurting that day, and so we decided to lay our hands on his back and pray for him. So we prayed for him and everything, and then it was time to go back home. And the next day we came back to the resort, and he was there, and we asked him how his back felt. And he said that all day yesterday and all day today, his back was fine. It was feeling fine, and it wasn't hurting anymore. And I think that's an amazing way to show that God is healing and powerful. God is holy. In Revelation 4:8, it says, "The four living creatures, each having six wings and full of eyes around and within, and they do not rest day and night, saying, 'Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and who is and who is to come.'" God is holy. And in 1 Samuel 2:2, it says, "The holiness of God is the most prominent in all of his divine nature, which represents his inherent incomprehensible character. Holiness belongs to God exclusively alone." Like I said earlier, on Mount Sinai, Moses went up to speak to him and came back down with his face literally glowing and shining from the holiness of God that he experienced. A few missionaries that God has helped is Amy Carmichael. He helped her to love and give grace to the children and people in India, and Betty Green to show how to mix her love for flying and her love for Christ, and he's done the same for me. I love flying, and I love God. Add them together, you get a pilot missionary. I want to serve the Lord and serve the people in Africa. I feel a calling to go to South Africa and Botswana and Namibia and Zimbabwe and all those countries right there. If you don't know, only covering 11,718 square miles, Lesotho is a scenic land covered by tall mountains and narrow valleys. I feel my biggest calling to go to Lesotho. The country is completely surrounded by South Africa, and I was looking up some facts about it, and I found that they have their own currency, and it's not accepted at all in South Africa. And to avoid importing food from South Africa, most families grow their own wheat, corn, cabbage, pumpkins, and peas, etc. How God cares for these people is amazing. I keep wondering how 2,177,740 people can live in such a small country. It reminds me of one of my favorite songs, "Our God is an Awesome God." It's so true. Whenever we talk to him, or when he does something amazing and so full out, no one in the world can live without God. I love God, and I love every single person in this room. But I cannot love you without the love of God going through me. God is the most caring, compassionate, loving, healing, holy, infinite being since before time, since forever, since before infinity. My God is my God, and even if worldly people try to stop me from loving him with my whole being, I will never. I want to take a break here and worship God for a moment, and I want for 5 minutes, I want you to think about how God is awesome and how he has served you for all your life. The names of God are awesome too, because his names tell us about his attributes. My favorite is Elohim, and it means God, and it refers to his incredible power and might. He is the one and only God. He is supreme, the true God in a world that promotes many false gods and religions. He is the one that we can fully rely on. He is sovereign. He is the one whom we can completely trust. He is mighty over all nature, and this world and the heavens above, just like in Our God is an Awesome God, the song. You should listen to it when you get home. Our creative God has worked wonders by his hands, and God reminds us that he is Elohim every single day. His amazing power is at work in every sunrise and every sunset, in every way. He holds the stars in the sky, and he carries the people through difficult times, like he carried Moses and the Israelites through the Red Sea when they were escaping Egypt. You can be okay because you are held by an almighty God, and you have nothing to fear. For God's hands are strong and secure, and they can hold anything. In Psalms 19:1, it says, The heavens are telling the glory of God, and their expanses are declaring the work of his hands. Another one of my favorite names for him is Abba, because he's my father. Abba is the most intimate form of God's name, showing us his character as a loving daddy. He is someone who can be fully trusted, the one we can lean upon. The one that cares about all that troubles us. Just as a godly father's presence in our daily lives is one for protection, security, and unconditional love. The constant presence of our Heavenly Father is what motivates us and protects us from this life's journey. Why this is one of my favorite names for him is because it conveys his heart for each of us as his children. He gives us the privilege of being called sons and daughters. I mean, like, it's so awesome to me that we're sons and daughters of God. He provides a way for us to call out to him, and the assurance beyond doubt is that he hears and will answer always. Because you're sons, God sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, the Spirit who calls Abba, Father. That's from Galatians 4:6. Ultimately, all the names refer to the same God, an unconditional, loving, protecting, securing, happy, and caring Father. It also means serving the Lord with all your heart, a healing God, a good God, and an awesome God. I want you to say this out loud with me. My God is an awesome God.
My God is an awesome God.
You're not loud enough. Okay, that's better. I want the people way over there in Plainview to hear us saying this. Say it again.
My God is an awesome God.
And those people in Bueller and Hutchinson.
My God is an awesome God.
And Derby.
My God is an awesome God.
I want the whole world to hear us worshiping God and praising him and loving him. And I want to be able to change the world with the praises of God. For my God is an awesome God, and he reigns from the heaven above with wisdom and power and love. For my God, he is an awesome God. So, how do we tell the whole world about who our God is? Speak to one person about how God is slow to anger, full of unfailing love and forgiving. Tell one person about how God has been gracious to you, a healer for you, how he has shown you his holiness, about the love that Jesus has for him, and that the person, about the love that Jesus has for him. And that person will tell another person, and that person, other person, will tell a different person. And those people will believe that Yeshua, the Son of God, came to live on this earth to die for them and to take their sins away. My God is healing, caring, loving, holy, infinite. And I believe that God is good. And as Rabbi John used to say, God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. I want to close in prayer. Lord, I pray that you would impact these people with your love and your grace and with your healing. And I pray that they will be filled with your Holy Spirit and that they will go out of this place a new person. And I pray that you would help these people in Lesotho and Botswana and Namibia and Zimbabwe. And I pray that you will help these people to continue to be changed, that life would be different from now on, and that you would continue revealing who you are to me and to everyone here. Amen.